Is it possible to make a scientific study of idiots? It's a provocative question. We know of asinine studies, for example, farting as a defense against unspeakable dread, and studies on pointless jobs that have no social value and bring little personal satisfaction. But studies on idiots themselves? What would that even look like? Actually, if you look at the scientific literature in the psychological domain, you'll find that bullshit, in a general way, has been fairly well researched. In this sense, you could say that, yes, it's possible to conduct a scientific investigation of idiots, but in so doing, it's important to recognize that the study of idiots is no more or less than the study of all mankind. A portrait of the idiot can be drawn from some of the variables that different studies have explored. This will allow us to gain a relatively precise idea of the idiot, interfering, stupid, rather limited in attention span or intellect, and of some of their variations, such as the conceited, brutal blowhard, whose stupidity contains an element of toxic narcissism, not to mention a total lack of empathy. Stupidity and the short attention span. Rather than study the idiot as an object, psychological research focuses on understanding why people act like idiots sometimes. Studies of behavioral scripts show that most of the time, people do not analyze their environment deeply before they act. They depend on familiar, habitual, routine actions, which they execute automatically in response to internal or environmental factors. That's why, if you happen to be crying, there's always some moron standing by who says, "Hey, how are you doing?" That's as stupid as checking your watch a second time, right after you've just looked at it. When you want to know what time it is, you look at your watch. The script unfolds mechanically. This mechanism allows you to be inattentive, because the effect of the script is to reduce the amount of attention required to complete a task. Consequently, because you're not paying attention and are thinking of other things, you look at your watch without seeing it. The information is not retained, which is why you have to look again to check the time. It's stupid, isn't it? In the field of research on attentional resources, psychologists have demonstrated that people often are blind to change, and that even an important alteration is not always perceived by the individual. That's why, if you've lost 15 pounds on a diet, you always run into some asshole who doesn't see the difference. Research on the illusion of control allows us to understand why, for instance, you'll always find some jerk pressing the elevator button like a maniac when it's already been pressed. Studies on social influence show that when a moronic driver goes down a dead-end street, some idiot always follows him. And when you ask a contestant on a quiz show if it's the sun or the moon that revolves around the earth, the moron asks to poll the audience. Human beings tend to cast aside pure reason and expected values. The dumbest among us, as a rule, is the one whose outlook reflects the greatest divergence from the average of studied effects. Generally, his vision of the world is simplistic. He has trouble with large numbers, with square roots, with complexity, and indeed with the bell curve itself, where he is to be found on the fringes. Stalin once said, "The death of one man is a tragedy. The death of millions is a statistic." As a rule, people are more receptive to anecdotes than to scientific reports stuffed with figures. But the idiot devours anecdotes. He will know someone who fell 40 floors and didn't get a scratch. Anyway, that's what I heard on the news.